I maybe went to my old TBS account.
Now, hold on. Let me check, see which one it's in. I can do that right now. It says cletter at gmail.com. Well, here, do this. Are you able to log on now to the service?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. Oh, well, I don't have that link either. So.
Oh, oh, Kenner Will's on now. Hello, Kenner Will. It's in the email from the temple. Do you get that there?
Yes, I didn't get the link. Let me go to her machine.
Or you know what? No, I'll send you the link right now.
Okay, great.
Hold on a minute. Just take me a moment to get to this. Copy link. Okay, I am sending you. All right, I just sent you the link to the meeting, the Zoom meeting. Right. When you log on, I'll put the link to the Google Drive in the chat. Okay. Rosalie, can you hear me?
Yes, I just had to put my earphones in so I could hear you. I can't hear without them in my ears.
Hello. Good evening.
Hi. Shabbat shalom.
Did you get, I sent you a link to the service. Did you see that?
I have to the slides.
Yes. I mean, you don't need to download them.
I didn't get them. I got the email that says tech for tonight's service, but there's nothing attached, but I don't. Right. There it is. I see it. I don't need them, but I'll.
Okay. So you can download if you want. I'm going to be running the slides from here. Cal Lederer, who is going to be joining us in just a minute, will be doing digital ushering.
Excellent.
And here's Cal now. Would you like me to make you a co-host if for any reason you need to do something?
Yes, please. Let me make it.
All right. I am going to make you co-host. And the service is being recorded, which you probably heard when you joined that on.
Yes. I need to get my menorah, hold on, and my Shabbat candles.
Anything we need to do special?
I don't think so. Actually, I'd love to see, can you share, and when I come back, I would just love to see the slides, because I can usually manipulate which screen they're on, and that will help me.
But Cal, I'm going to hang up, because I see you're online. Nope, he already did.
I'll be right back.
Okay. Hi, Cal. Okay, I'm going to put the link to the slides in the chat in just a moment. Okay, it is there.
Great.
Hey, Rosalie, you know Cal, don't you?
Hi.
Well, she might have her earbuds out. Yeah, she does. She uses things in her ears, so they're not in, so she can't hear us. Mm-hmm. All right, and I'm going to set up another computer so I can monitor. I'll be right back.
You made me a co-host yet?
Did I? I thought I did, but maybe not. Hold on. Did not. Here we go. You are a co-host.
Great. Okay.
We had some excitement at the temple today.
Oh, yeah, what happened?
The
I heard there was some dripping.
It was, yeah, well, it turned into more than just dripping. So there was a little, some water got into one of the lights in the kitchen. And when I got there to look at it, and there was a little damage to the drywall, not too bad. That'll be easily repaired. But of course, you got to find where the water is coming from. One of the furnaces overflowed. And I think what happened is probably the condensate outlet was clogged up. Mm-hmm. So it just caused it to overflow. But the bigger issue is, how come during the summer we're getting condensate in there at all? I mean, I know one of the reasons why. And I called the company, and they'll probably come on Monday. But the bigger concern I had today was, you know, we've had a couple of frozen pipes in the synagogue. So I turned off the water and drained it from the whole system today. So
wow.
That was all so much fun.
You know, did you say you sent me the link for the slides?
I put it in the chat.
In the chat. Okay, I got you. Okay.
The link to the slides is in the chat for you both.
Okay. Ah, yes. There it is. I got it.
So Rosalie, Cal's going to download the slides, and in the highly unlikely event I lose connectivity or have power outage, he'll pick up wherever we are. So you shouldn't have to worry about that.
Super. Thank you.
It says Frank Cohen is entering, but that's really me.
Oh.
I'm going to just have a monitor. Recording in progress. All right. Okay. Hey, Cal, could you put digital usher in your name signature there?
You, right. Okay.
Do the candle readers have the, wait a minute. I did this double sided, which was really stupid. Hang on a second. Why can't I find what I'm looking for?
Yeah, the candle readers don't have that.
Is it on the screen or no?
You know what? Let's see. Yeah, it should be. Hold on.
It must be a slide.
Yeah, of course it is.
Who is doing it? I have a question mark on my menu.
Okay. Well, you want to pick somebody?
I'll pick someone once I see them. Fine.
It looks like the, hold on. It looks like the candle reading is not on the slide. Hold
if
on.
I find it, I'm going to highlight it and I'll drop it in the chat.
It's not. He does not have a reading on here for it. Normally, he puts it in the
right. I have it in the handout that the printout on the Bema. So let me see if I can get it and I can copy, cut and paste, just drop in the chat for whoever's asked to read it. But now I
okay, that's fine. That's a good idea. Cal, just you can go to a chat and tell people in the waiting room. We'll be admitting people shortly.
I will.
Ah, but it's a PDF. Let me see if I can highlight and wait, open with Google Docs. What happens if I do that? And then I should.
Can you stick the PDF in a chat? And I should be able to make a slide out of it.
Oh, yeah?
Easier. Yeah.
Okay, hang on. Yeah. Or I also, here, I can just put the text in, but it's all gobbledygook. So you'll make it better.
Let me see. Well, let me see what I can do.
Let me just give it to everyone in a meeting or TBS Ops. Which one?
Well, give it to TBS Ops. Yeah.
I admitted Bev. She has inside knowledge.
Okay.
Bev, trouble that one.
I know nothing.
Hmm.
Oh, I see. Okay, got it. So you put the text from...
it's the same that we read. So if you want to make a little slide.
And I'm going to put it right in. I'm going to add a slide right in
right front before the candle blessing.
Exactly.
Not the Hanukkah candles, but the Shabbat candles. Yeah, great. Oh shoot. That was stupid. Got stuck on something. Let me actually also do a little sound check of the guitar, which can be loud. Ooh, my menorah is gonna be on fire soon if I'm not careful.
For some reason, the PowerPoint file is taking too long to download. Don't know what to tell you about that.
It's taking too long to download?
It's still downloading. It's just not downloading.
That's unfortunate. No.
So don't go offline.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That would generally be my intention.
Can I check, just making sure, not too loud, not too quiet? Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, come right down.
That sounds good.
Soft?
Nope, sounds good.
Nope, good. All right, excellent. Love it.
Okay, I've almost got this slide done.
Great. I'll let people in.
All right. There's a slide, Rosalie.
Perfect. Beautiful. I'll invite someone to read it once it's time. Thank you.
Okay. All right, you ready to let people in?
I'm ready.
All right, Cal, go for it.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. Happy Hanukkah.
Shabbat shalom.
Happy Hanukkah, Shabbat Shalom. It's good to see everyone. Hopefully a little warmer, a little safer than we might have been.
Definitely warmer.
Definitely warmer. It is pretty wild, but so we have this great technology when the universe and the climate, as we are learning, is part of a cosmos that we have no control over. And so we, I guess part of this great mystery of the universe is that we have to let go and just learn to go with the flow.
Yep.
I am tangled, so this is why I'm spinning. I somehow got myself very tangled for a reason that I don't understand. I'm a little bit out of practice. We have more folks joining. Shabbat shalom. Good to see everyone. Berkowitz family, can I ask you when it's time for the Shabbat candle lighting to read the candle lighting reading, which will be on the screen? I'm assuming you're unmuting to say yes. You're going to say no.
Wait, say that again. Say that again.
If you do the blessing before the Shabbat, lighting the Shabbat candles, it'll be on the screen.
Sure.
Just read it. I'll invite you to read it. Thank you.
You mean speak it?
Speak it, yes.
Sure.
Be honest. It's not making you sing, Al.
That's right. You could sing it.
When I was at the Providence Hebrew Day School, and they brought in a cantor to do a school-wide concert choir, and we even like rented out a hall and everything, and we were practicing, and the cantor came and he was like listening, and he pointed at me and he goes, you're the photographer. Because I was so out of tune. So.
This is just an English reading, but you should sing loud and proud.
Photographers can't sing.
What's that?
That photographers can't sing? Is that why you said that?
No.
No.
It's that Al can't.
Get me out of
there. Oh,
Al can't sing.
To get me out of there.
I see.
Well, for those people on that are supposed to be at the Chinese food dinner, they were gracious enough. We're postponing it. And our lovely president will give us a new date. Sometime, I guess, in the new year. But we're all still gung-ho.
Yep.
Hanukkah plates and all.
I'm hungry for Chinese food.
Hopefully it'll be very generous of them to let you reschedule. You know, it's hard for folks when they're working on making their business, but that's lovely. I'll hopefully have another time. Maybe a time that I'm coming and I can enjoy the... Not that that's not the only reason I was coming, but I too was looking forward to food dinner with my friends. Shabbat shalom. We have more folks joining.
Shabbat shalom, and thanks for arranging that Chinese food dinner. We're just making do, but looking forward to it in the future.
great. Michelle was just reporting that it will be rescheduled for a future date, which will be wonderful.
Right.
Opportunity for everyone. Well, Shabbat Shalom. A few folks will be joining, hopefully, throughout our evening. It's wonderful to see you all in this, interestingly now, like an old version of how we used to pray, right? Everything old is new and everything new is holy, right? So this now feels, when we were on Zoom so much, it was like, remember before when we were at Temple, and now that many of us have been back, many on Zoom, us all being on Zoom was like, oh, remember those good old days when we all were little boxes. So as I was saying to a few folks before we began, you know, we're constantly reminded, and maybe there'll be moments in our worship tonight when we think that part of the beauty of Shabbat is of letting go and a letting go of control. And part of the mysteries and the beauty of Judaism is this sense of, on the one hand, feeling like we have autonomy and we have the agency to control our lives and to make decisions for justice and to uplift people and to bring good in the world. And in the exact same moment, we have no control and we just have to let it all go. And our climate, our planet, the universe that was not ours to design but moves on its own with all of our input will decide sometimes for us. And grateful that we have this Zoom technology that many of us now know so well to be able to say there, if there was a problem in the building or a challenge with weather or an unsafe moment, that we can still be together on Shabbat, because now we know how to do it, which is really a gift in and of itself, even though I know many of us are missing that Chinese food dinner, which will be rescheduled. So it's lovely to have you all. I hope many of you will consider at some point, if you're able to, coming where we can see your faces, particularly if you light your Chanukiot, which we will do in a moment. Before our Shabbat candles, we will light our Chanukiot. So if you have them, someone says they can't hear. Can you all hear me okay? Yeah, thumbs up, good. I figured after many minutes of, but I think there's someone who can't. We'll try to sort that out. We'll do our Chanukiot, and if you wanna be able to, you know, have us see your menorah or your Shabbat candles, that would be really lovely, and if not, that's okay too. But sometimes the light can just bring a lot of joy into our world. So, I can also get closer to the microphone. It can be louder. I'm also speaking probably a little too quietly. The thing about being in a small room, it feels strange. I too am getting reused to being here on Zoom with all of you. So Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, our first slide, our first song to join in this spirit of Hanukkah. And for many of us, this is a kid's song that we love from childhood, but I encourage you to really look at the words. They're quite beautiful and lovely, and you know, see what it really is about, even as we bring this joyful song to each other. Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, come light the menorah. Let's have a party, we'll all dance the horah. Gather round the table, we'll give you a treat. Sivimon to play with and latkes to eat. Night. have your Chanukiot nearby, or perhaps you already lit them for this Shabbat, I'm going to maneuver myself so I can light mine as well. I'm sure many of you know the story of the argument between Hillel and Shammai about how the candles should be lit. And Hillel won the debate, but Shammai thought all of the 8 candles should be lit at once, and then each one decrease. And Hillel, of course, said that we should be increasing light, that each of the days of Hanukkah should be bringing more and more light. I will be telling a story later, which will maybe convince you that Shammai might have actually been right in the end. But for now, I will hold my Chanukiah up without the candles falling out, I hope, for our lighting. So if you would join me from where you are. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu lehadlik ner shel Chanukah. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, she'asa nisim l'avoteinu bayamim ha'em bazman hazeh.
Praised are you, eternal our God, ruler of the universe, who performed wondrous deeds for our ancestors in days of old at this season.
Thank you so much. I'm going to invite you in a moment, Berkowitz, to read another blessing for us for our Shabbat candles as well. Ooh, those are bright candles. Very close to the guitar. But this melody I always love, particularly because at this time of Hanukkah, so much joy and gratitude just for the earth, again, even in its challenging times. And we're so glad that we can all be safe in our homes at this moment. This melody I chose in part because it's nice in 3 or 4 part harmony, which we could have done in the sanctuary, but we'll do it this way, and you'll sing from where we are. It goes like this. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you have Shabbat candles near you, if you have already lit them before your dinner, that's fine. But I invite on our next slide, Berkowitz family, to lead us in this reading as we light our Shabbat candles as well. You're muted.
Okay.
Excellent.
As these Shabbat candles give light to all who behold them, so may we by our lives give light to all who behold us. As their brightness reminds us of the generation of Israel who have kindled light, so may we in our own day be among those who kindle light.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu le'adlik ner shel Shabbat. Thank you, Berkowitz. Office, perhaps face a door where you picture folks who have entered into that door for Hanukkah celebration, for Thanksgiving, maybe people you're hoping to see tomorrow or next week. So we imagine through that doorway coming folks who will bring peace and justice and love and hope into our world. Gam besimcha uftzolach, toch emunei am segula. Standing, you may remain standing, or Find a position that feels comfortable, that you can stand and be called into this moment of Barhu. We are called to be in. La 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 la. You to read with me. Blessed are you, eternal our God, source of the universe, whose word brings on the evening. Your wisdom opens heaven's gates, your understanding makes the ages pass and the seasons alternate, and your will controls the stars as they travel through the skies. You are creator of day and night, rolling light away from darkness and darkness from light. You cause day to pass and bring on the night. You set day and night apart. You are the God of all. May the living and eternal God rule us always until the end of time. Blessed is the eternal whose word makes evening fall. Baruch Ata Adonai, Hama'ariv Aravim. So before this moment of unity, of oneness, of Shema, I mentioned our connection to sort of the world that is beyond our knowing. And Neil deGrasse has a beautiful piece on the cosmos that helps me actually center when it comes to these moments of Shema. And he says, it's not on your slide, you'll just sort of listen and take these words in. Cosmic dismantles ego. The idea of the cosmic dismantles ego. And it builds it back in curious ways. Most often your ego thrives on some expectation or claim or declaration that you are not only different from everyone else, but you're better than everyone else. So you can have ego of the individual, of a culture, nation, species. We are better than other animals. When you get brought into cosmic perspective, there is very little room left for that ego. When you learn you're not made of anything special, you're made of the same stuff that's the most common ingredients of the universe, you find out you're barely distinguishably identical to every other human on Earth, and we have DNA in common with all other life on Earth. So no, you're not special for being different. Maybe we should think about that we are special for being the same. That gives us a sense of how we participate in the great unfolding of cosmic events. So we have this moment of unity, of oneness. There's a story of a man who wanted to understand what did it mean, echad, this moment. How should we have intention with this sense of our cosmic smallness with Shema? And he went in front of three advisors, and one said, well, the key to the moment of Shema is that's how we connect with God, is we quiet ourselves. We look inward, we tune out the noise and find quietude. Shh. And the other advisor said, no, in order to understand God, you should think and use your intellect and your knowing about the world. And think wise thoughts. And someone else said, no, the key to the universe is wonder and awe and mystery. First advisor said, no, shh, quiet, dude. And the second one said, no, intellect. And one said, wonder, shma. Because of course it's all three, the quietude, the sense of understanding and knowing and connecting and the sense of wonder and awe. So if you choose to stand or be seated where you are, we'll join in Shema together. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem, Kivod Malchuto, Le'olam Va'ed. And if you are standing and you choose to sit, please be seated. Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol me'odecha ve'hayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom alevavecha v'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam v'shivtecha b'veitecha uv'lechtecha v'aderech uv'shochpecha uv'kumecha uk'shartam le'ot al yadecha v'hayu le'totafot bein einecha uk'tavtam al mezuzot beitecha uvisharecha leman tizkeru va'asitem et kol mitzvotai v'yitem kedoshim le'loheichem ani Adonai Eloheichem asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz mitzrayim lehiot lachem le'lohim Ani Adonai Eloheichem. You shall love Adonai your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Take to heart these instructions with which I charge you this day. Impress them upon your children. Recite them when you stay at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you get up. Bind them as a sign on your hand and let them serve as a symbol on your forehead. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Thus you shall remember to observe all my commandments and be holy to your God. I am Adonai your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am Adonai your God. Excuse me. Standing on the parted shores of history, we still believe what we were taught before ever we stood at Sinai's foot, that wherever we go, it is eternally Egypt, that there is a better place, a promised land, that the winding way to that promise passes through the wilderness, that there is no way to get from here to there except by joining hands and marching together. Micha mocha, Ba'elim Adonai, mi kamocha, nedar b'kodesh, noratilot, osefele, noratilot, osefele. Even in Hanukkah, which tends to consume us with all of the things, and even as we get closer to New Year's, it is still Shabbat, and the beauty of this rest, even in this cold and concerns for travel and our safety, we can hopefully find rest and renewal with ourselves, with our spirit, with people that we care about. Shabbat, la'asot et ha'Shabbat le'toratam, berit olam. Shabbat, la'asot et ha'Shabbat. You, if you are comfortable, to rise for tefillah. Shifra alone reminds us before the tefillah, not every day does one encounter God, and not at every moment can one give oneself to prayer, nor can every hour be an hour of loving kindness. A person wanders and strays before reaching the journey's end. We start over and again. And again, we lose our way, groping and searching for our forgotten path. But us, those who search and wander, God seeks us out with candles. Adonai sefatai tivtach ufi yagid tehillatecha. Adonai, open my lips, that my mouth may declare your praise. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu v'Elohei avoteinu v'imoteinu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, v'Elohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, v'Elohei Leah. Ha'el ha'gadol ha'gibor ve'hanora, el elyon, gomel chasadim tovim, v'kone ha'kol, v'zocher chastei avot ve'imahot, u'mevi ge'ula livnei v'nehem, lema'an shemo be'ahava, melech ozer u'moshia u'magen, baruch ata Adonai, Magin Avraham ve'ezrat Sarah. Ata gibor le'olam Adonai, mechaye ha'kol ata rav le'hoshia. Mechalkel chayim bechesen, mechaye ha'kol berachamim rabim. Somech noflim ve'rofech olim, umatir asurim. Umekayem emunato lishene afar. Michamocha ba'al givurot umito meloch. Melech meimit umekaye umatzmiach Yeshua. Bene'emanata lahachayot hakol. Baruch ata Adonai. Mechaye ha'kol. Ata kadosh v'shimcha kadosh, u'kadoshim b'chol yom yehallelucha sela. Baruch ata Adonai, ha'el ha'kadosh. If you are standing and would like to, you may be seated. We read together God of goodness, we give thanks for the gift of life, wonder beyond words, for the awareness of soul, our light within, for the world around us so filled with beauty, for the richness of the earth, which day by day sustains us. For all these and more, we offer thanks. Baruch ata Adonai, hatov shimcha, ulecha na'eh lehodot. Our prayer for peace, that a great peace, shalom rav, a multitude of peace is spread and brought to all the corners of the earth. So many dark places, so much pain and war, so much division. But we are reminded that v'tov ba'enecha levarech, that we want it to be good in God's eyes, that we, the people of Israel, can be the ones to bring peace. So at this season, for all of us to remember to bring light to people, regardless of their backgrounds and their faith, to hope for many blessings of a holiday season, of a new year. Everyone just needs to be told that they matter and that they deserve peace and love and blessing. So we sing our version of that when we sing Shalom Rav. Shalom Rav, Yisrael Amcha, Tasi. Shalom Rav, Yisrael Amcha, Tasim Le'olam. Ki Ata Hu Melech Adom, Lecho HaShalom. Ki Ata Hu Melech Adom, Lecho HaShalom. Take a few moments of silent reflection, of quietude within. Thank you. We continue together in these moments of communal prayers, first for the state of Israel and then for our nation. If you'll join me from where you are. O Heavenly One, Protector and Redeemer of Israel, bless the state of Israel, which marks the dawning of hope for all who seek peace. Shield it beneath the wings of your love. Spread over it the canopy of your peace. Send your light and truth to all who lead and advise, guiding them with your good counsel. Establish peace in the land and fullness of joy for all who dwell there. And let us say, Amen. For our country, O guardian of life and liberty, may our nation always merit your protection. Teach us to give thanks for what we have by sharing it with those who are in need. Keep our eyes open to the wonders of creation and alert to the care of the earth. May we never be lazy in the work for peace. May we honor those who have died in defense of our ideals. Grant our leaders wisdom and forbearance. May they govern with justice and compassion. Help us all to appreciate one another and to respect the many ways we may serve you. May our homes be safe from affliction and strife, and our country be sound in body and spirit. And let us say, Amen. This moment, we offer those blessings for the state of Israel and for our nation, and now we add to them the blessings of those who are on our hearts, in our minds, people who are in need of our loving care and prayers and support for healing, not just those who are sick of body, but those who might be of troubled mind. Many imagine prayers for ourselves. And we also include in them all of the workers, all of the healthcare workers and professionals who do so much to nurture and support and love all of our loved ones who are in pain. So we specifically think and add to our Misha Berach list, which went out earlier as well. We think specifically of Leslie Claire Greenberg, Jeannie Helitzer, Ann Herman, Pete Holleran, James Connor McCarthy, Patty Reed, Scott Wurtzman, and Warren Wolf. And if you'd like to add names in the chat for us to see, all of those about whom you're thinking on this Shabbat. As we sing our blessing of healing, Misha Berach Lecholim, for those who are sick, we continue to look at the names of the friends and loved ones of our community in the chat. Misha moment, we will join in the singing of more. Hanukkah songs, just a moment of joy and of celebration and lightheartedness in days that sometimes just feel long and hard. Sometimes it's nice just to sing Hanukkah songs. But first, a story. As I mentioned at the beginning, there was this debate between Hillel and Shammai about how the Hanukkiot should be lit, if we should start with 8 candles and decrease. And Hillel won the debate, this idea that you have one and one light increases to more. But I've always thought there was a power in, even when light is taken away, there's still always light remaining. And so at Hanukkah, I always think of this story about a family who is preparing to move on from their family farm, a couple who's much older, and they have 3 children. They aren't sure which of the children they should give the farm to, who will really maintain the values of the family, the commitment to the land and to the community, and they aren't sure which of their children. So they give a test to their children to see whose farm, who should get that farm. And so they give each of their children a same amount of money, and they have a month to decide how they are going to show that they have what it takes to continue to keep this farm by filling the old barn on the property as full as possible. That this will show their aging parents that they'll really be able to bring everything they have to this farm. So they need to be able to fill this barn, and whoever can fill it the most with this small amount of money will get the farm. So a month passes and the children regather, and the first child comes forward and says, I have spent my money on all of this farm equipment, and proceeds to shove it into all the corners of the barn. And really, the barn is bursting with furniture coming out and all this equipment that they can use to make the farm stronger and better. And it's really pretty tightly shoved in there. And so it's clear that use this little bit of money to buy this equipment and it's really filled this barn. Oh, well done. Well, the second child comes forward also wanting to have an opportunity to continue on the family legacy. They quickly take all the stuff out of the barn, takes the money that they had and says, well, I spent my money, and has huge bales of hay, all the hay that can feed all of the animals on the farm as it continues to grow, and puts the hay into the barn. And hay, you know, square bales, and each little piece really fills the barn. It actually fills it a little more than the farm equipment had, with all the spaces and all the air between. Really shoves so much hay in there. Oh, pretty well done. Well, the third child steps forward and takes the still full bag of money and hands it back to their parents. The older two think, guess couldn't get it organized, wasn't able to get the job done. And the younger child says, come with me. Take all the hay out of the barn. Child, the siblings, the parents walk into the barn. Child says, let's close the door. Closes the door. Reaches into their pocket, pulls out a candle, perhaps like this one, and takes a match. And lights a candle. And of course, light fills every corner of the barn. There's nowhere that light, even the faintest light, can't go. So without spending any money, without buying lots of tools and things, just having a candle, bringing light into the world, is what was able to fill, to go the farthest, to fill the most space. And I love that story around Hanukkah, particularly because, not only because of the miracle, but it really only takes one little candle, one little light. And I think of Shammai, who said that you should start with 8 and then count backwards. And while that seems sort of negative in its way, I do love the idea that you can have a lot of light, or even just one candle, and it still has the power to bring so much light to the world. And so that is a hope that I have for all of us as these days are dark and as we head into the new year and think forward to the future, that we're thinking about just one light, just one candle, just one kind word, one nice thought, how far that could spread. So let's sing some songs together. Good. I couldn't remember what was first, so Neil's going to have to show us what I decided would be fun to sing. So Sevivon, Sevivon are the dreidels. So if you have Sov Sov, we spin. Hanukkah Hu Chag Tov. Hanukkah is a good, that's a great Chag. Chag Simcha Hu La'am. It is a Simcha, it is a joyful for La'am, for all the people. Nes Gadol Hayasham. A great miracle happened there. Sivivon, sof, 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 Hanukkah Hu Chag Tov, Hanukkah Hu Chag Tov, Sivivon, sof, 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 Chag Simcha Hu La'am, Nes Gadol Hayasham, Nes Gadol Hayasham, Chag Simcha Hu La'am, Sivivon, sof, 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 Hanukkah Hu Chag Tov, Hanukkah Sof, 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 Chag Simcha Hu La'am, Nes Gadol Hayasham, Nes Gadol Hayasham, Chag Simcha Hu La'am. Oh, we're singing English. I forgot I had an English verse. Let's do it once. Zivivon, turn, 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 while the lovely candles burn, what a great holiday. Watch us sing and watch us play. Tell the story everywhere, a great miracle happened there. It's a festival of light for 8 days and for 8 nights. Okay, so it moves over. You know what's next? Ah, oh, yes. Show of hands, how many of you know this song? A few. I am a Latka. A good friend of mine, Eliana Light, a music educator, did a TikTok recently with some existential questions about the latke ends up talking to the oil and the flour, but how is that possible? Because the oil and the flour are part of the latke. So how does the latke not know itself? But this is a wonderful Debbie Friedman of Blessed Memory song, one of her most well-known of this genre. She wrote many wonderful, delightful kid songs, and she was a very silly person. And so this is a favorite. I am so mixed up that I cannot tell you. I'm sitting in this blender turning brown. I've made friends with the onions and the flour, and the cook is scalping oil in town. I sit here wondering what will come of me. I can't be looking as I do. I need someone to take me out and cook me, or I'll really end up in a royal stew. I am a latka, I am a latka, and I am waiting for Hanukkah to come. I am a latka, I am a latka, for I am waiting for Hanukkah to come. Sing that chorus with me before we go on. Oh, the next verse is okay. Sing the chorus with me again so we know what to do when it comes. I am a latka, I am a latka, for I am waiting for Hanukkah to come. I am a latka. Every holiday has food so special. I'd like to have that same attention too. I do not want to spend life in this blender, wondering what I'm supposed to do. Matzah and farosin are for Pesach, chopped liver and challah for Shabbat. Linses on Shavuot are delicious, and gefilte fish, no holidays without. I am a latka, I am a latka, and I am waiting for Hanukkah to come. I am a latka, I am a latka, and I am waiting for Hanukkah to come. It's important that I have an understanding of what it is that I'm supposed to do. You see, there are many who are homeless, with no homes, no clothes, and very little food. It's so important that we all remember that while we have most of the things we need, we must remember those who have so little. We must help them, we must be the ones to feed. I am a latka, I am a latka, and I am waiting for Hanukkah to come. I am a latka, I am a latka, and I am waiting for Hanukkah to come. Another wonderful song of Debbie's that many of us may know. doesn't specifically talk about Hanukkah, but is based on the piece from Zechariah, which is traditionally the prophet that we read on Hanukkah Shabbat. So it's the parallel for the portion when we have Shabbat during Hanukkah, we read this about the Maccabees, right? By spirit, by resolve, by commitment to freedom and rededicating the defilement of the temple. That is how we will win, not by might, not by power. If you want to clap, it's 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, like I want to live in America. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. This moment will close with another favorite as well for all of us to join together. Ma'oz tzur Yeshuati lechana el shabeach tikon beit tefilati visham toda nizabeach le'etachin matbeach mitzar hamna beach azeg mor b'shir mizmor chanukata mizbeach azeg mor b'shir mizmor chanukata mizbeach. Rock of ages, let our song praise your saving power. You amid the raging foes were our sheltering tower. Furious they assailed us, but your arm availed us, and your word broke their sword. When our own strength failed us, and your word broke their sword, when our own strength failed us. Thank you for singing those wonderful Hanukkah songs and continuing to consider what light can bring to your world. We continue with Aleinu Lishabeach. It is up to us to be the light bearers in our world. If you would like to, please rise. Aleinu l'shabeach l'adon hakol latet gedula leotzer breshit shelo asanu kigoy haratzot velo samanu kamishpachot ha'adama shelo sam chelkenu kahem vegor aleinu kecho hamonam Va'anachnu korim u'mishtachavim u'modim lifnei melech malchei amlachim hakadosh baruch hu v'ne'emar v'haya Adonai lemelech al kol ha'aretz b'yom ha'hu. Vayom hahu yiye Adonai echad ushemo 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 echad. take a few moments of memory, particularly a time of holy days. Sometimes those memories, we imagine being with family and loved ones around our Chanukiyot or at holidays to celebrate and to tell stories and have food that reminds us of our beloved. So for many of us, it's a poignant time of memory, Chanukah. This evening, we particularly consider those whose year of mourning we're remembering fondly, our beloved members, Rob Sokol, Albert Alter, Mark Shub, Stan Pekin, Allison Courtney Clark, Leo Shanley, Jack Helitzer, and Ruth Cohn. And those who have died in the last 30 days, as well as all victims of violence here and around the world, Catherine Bishop, Alex Salpeter, Ted Smith, Marilyn Sanow, Lexi Nan Allen, Edie Fuller Snyder, Donna McBride. In the anniversary, the yearly anniversary of the death of Leon Bainwall, and those whose yard sites fall on this Shabbat, Arnold Seidel, Robert Simmons, Ruth Nass, Saul Bernstein, Margarita Arnoldi, Lou Anna Elliott, Rita Sylvan, Harriet Landsman, Ann Pressman, Meyer Pressman, Jackie Dinwiddie, Alice Reynolds, Lester Rothschild, Herbert Denton, Penny Denton, Mae Steris, Chandler Merck, Randy Johnson, Dean Mularoni, Stuart Benzman, Gabino Mendoza, Jim Mullen, Catherine Gula, Joseph Gula, George Golden, Paul Remes, Nicholas Grieco, Harry Stein, Doris Stein, Carmen Connolly, Audrey Liftman, Martin Panzer, Marty Extract, and Joseph Brown. And any other names of those about whom you are thinking this evening on this Shabbat, and you'd like to share their names in the chat. We rise as you are comfortable for the reciting of Kaddish Yatom of Mourner's Kaddish. Yit gadal v'yit kadash shemei rabah, ba'alma divra chirutei v'yamlich malchutei, v'chayechon uv'yomechon, v'chaye decho beit Yisrael, ba'agala uv'izman kariv v'imru amen. Yehei Shemei Rabba Mevarach Le'alam Ulalmei Almaya Yitbarach V'yishtabach V'yitpa'ar V'yitromam V'yitnaseh V'yithadar V'yitale V'yithalal Shemei Dukudsha Berichu Le'elamin Kol Birchata V'shirata Tushbachata V'nechemata Da'amiran Be'alma V'imru Amen Yehei Shlama Rabba Min Shemaya V'chayim aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael ve'imru amen. Ose shalom b'mromav, hu ya'ase shalom, aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael ve'al kol yoshvei tevel ve'imru amen. May the source of peace comfort all who are bereaved and bring comfort to all our mourners. And we say together, amen. Ve'imru, 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 amen. Ve'imru, 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 amen. I'd like to invite Frank Cohn, who will be giving us our Shabbat announcements. Shabbat Shalom, Frank.
Shabbat Shalom. And thank you, Cantor Will, for leading us tonight and for switching gears quickly. And thank you to everyone for understanding and for your flexibility, for the sudden change in our plans for tonight. We always want to consider the safety of our community, and we appreciate your understanding. And we're glad that you're warm too. I want to thank Neil Seiden and Cal Lederer who are doing the remote broadcasting tonight. And we had a bunch of other people that were supposed to be there tonight. I'm going to thank them anyway because they were on call. Cindy Aide and Philippa Hindeman were supposed to be ushers. Bill Aide was going to do our security and Marty Chinarsky, our greeters. And the Stewarts and the Bears, Toby and David, not Yogi or the Berenstein ones, were going to be on Oneg duty. So tomorrow morning, we're going to continue in this style. Minion Makers is going to be on Zoom only. And next week, as I understand it, services will be on Zoom only just for the weekend. So don't show up at TBS. Well, you can, but there won't be anybody there. Musar, there's going to be a new class on Introduction to Musar. David Kleinman will facilitate that class there. That will be starting January 25th. Sisterhood is raising money by purchasing Mahjong cards. I don't know a whole lot about that, but ask Betty Shanley. I think she can explain everything, but it is a good fundraiser. And we are still looking for anything that you can donate, Lorton Community Action Center, either food or clothing or other supplies for kids, formula for babies, whatever you can, or you know, financial donations are always welcome there, especially important now with this very cold weather. And we continue to look for volunteers for technology and for our showroom team to make sure that the building gets opened and locked up properly. So if you have any interest in that, let me know. Hanukkah candle lighting will continue tomorrow at 6 o'clock, back from 7:30 today. And that'll be Saturday and Sunday, the final day on the 25th. And you can add one candle for my birthday because there's a rabbinic ruling on that, I think. I understand there's a rabbinic ruling for everything. And speaking of birthdays, we had a plan to have a cake at the Oneg tonight to celebrate Cantor Will's birthday yesterday, but the weather got in the way, so we will have to ploy, or rather plan, another celebration for her in the meantime.
If you had told me that when we talked about what to do tonight, I mean, you know, that might have influenced my decision.
In the meantime, we have a virtual cake for you, which would be virtually so delicious. Yes. So
sing for me.
Are we all going to sing? Then we'll all have to unmute. We can do that after when we unmute rather than doing that here. Okay. So I often talk about how when it's really cold,
you got muted, Frank.
Someone muted. Okay. Okay. Anyway, are we there? Are we okay? So I often talk about how it's always cold. It's cold outside, but it's always warm inside with our wonderful community. But tonight, that's especially true. I'm looking at my thermometer. It's 13. I think with the wind chill factor, it's below zero. But our community still generates lots of warmth to keep us all comfortable, whether we're in our sanctuary or in Zoom. You all give off that warmth. So take some, wrap some of that warmth around you tonight as we end here, and try to stay warm and stay safe. And I want to wish you a happy, safe, warm, and peaceful Shabbat and happy Hanukkah. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you, Frank. And thank you all for that wonderful birthday wish. We'll all, you can sing to me at the very end after we say Shabbat Shalom. We want to make sure we have our religious school word of the week for any of our young folks who are here, and you can send an email to Ellen at TBS. But of course, the word is Hanukkah, which is dedication. You have a Hanukkah tabayit, dedicate your home, or a Hanukkah time of rededicating of the temple. Hanukkah is the religious school phrase of the week. And now we join in Kiddush and Motzi together. I do not actually have my Kiddush cup here. There's any other room at my table, but I'll sing with all of your wine glasses. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Borei Pri HaGafen. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kidshanu B'mitzvotav V'ratzavanu V'shabbat Kodesho V'ahava U'ratzon Hinchilanu Zikaro L'maaseh V'reshit Ki hu yom techila, lamikra e kodesh, zecher letziat Mitzrayim. Ki vanu vacharta, veotanu kidashta, mikol ha'amim, v'shabbat kodshecha, be'ahava uvratzon, hinchaltanu. Baruch ata Adonai, mekadesh ha'shabbat. L'chaim. And for those of you who challah near you or haven't eaten or maybe have already, we join in Hamotzi together. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Amen. And we'll end with this wonderful song of that one candle that can bring light to dark places. Benediction, and we'll be able to greet one another Shabbat Shalom. Light one candle for the Maccabee children. Give thanks that their light didn't die. Light one candle for the Palin door when their right to exist was denied. Light one candle for the terrible sacrifice. Or get close to them. Holy One of Blessing, we ask that you bring light into our darkest places and give us the strength and the courage that can be brought into our world. We ask that we each have a flame and a spark within us of hope and of peace and of love, and that we can be the ones who can fill the darkest nights with us. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.
Now we sing to Rosie.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Happy birthday, Cantor Will. Happy birthday, Cantor Will.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy Cantor Will. Thank you so much. And to Frank, when the new birthday coming up, happy birthday to Frank.
Thank you.
Shabbat shalom.
I gave everybody the day off on Sunday.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Happy Hanukkah. Stay warm.
Thank you,
and Cantor
Will.
And drive.
Everybody,
stay
warm.
Thank you, Neil, for working us through all of our slides. Thank you, Frank. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
It's good to see everybody.
Thank you, Cantor. Shabbat shalom. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
They drive safely, but you're all home, so good.
Nice.
If you're driving, then you shouldn't be on Zoom.
And Suzanne and Cal, have a good trip.
Indeed, indeed. Shabbat shalom, everybody. Happy Hanukkah.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. I'm going to terminate the connection. Good night.
Right. Adios. Shabbat shalom.
Thank you. Bye-bye.